What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hi, guys. Welcome and welcome back. Before we get into today's story, let me just mention, since everybody on TikTok is talking about it, the release of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So I did an episode on Gypsy Rose and her boyfriend, Nicholas Goldejohn, her boyfriend that she convinced to kill her mother. That was Love or Obsessions, episode 25. So if you guys wanted to hear what I had to say about the episode or what I had to say about these individuals or the story that I told, because there's many stories being told about many people. The people that tell the stories just tell them in different ways. You want to hear what I had to say or how I told it, check out Love or Obsession podcast, episode 25. Okay, you guys, so as I mentioned, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is out of jail. She was charged with, the second degree murder of her mother. So they killed Gypsy's mom, and Nicholas Goldejohn is still in jail. And a few things about the episode, if you guys go back and listen, I just want to mention it before y'all start calling me dumbasses and shit, okay? Because, Dee Dee Blanchard, Gypsy Rose's mother, she was the ultimate scammer, of course. She wanted all these doctors, everybody in the world to believe that Gypsy, including Gypsy herself, to believe that Gypsy had all these illnesses and all these ailments and that she needed, you know, around-the-clock care. And it was all a lie. It was all a lie. But getting back to it. So Dee Dee Blanchard convinced the doctors. Somehow she convinced the doctors that Gypsy Rose had muscular dystrophy. And so that was something that I said wrong because I couldn't pronounce it and I was stumbling and bumbling. So if y'all come across that, it's muscular dystrophy. And also the condition that Dee Dee had, because she wasn't just quote unquote crazy for no reason. She had a condition and it was called Munchausen's disease by proxy. And that was meaning that in her mind, her daughter was so sickly and that she had to be this caregiver for her sickly daughter, that she was going to go to the ends of the earth to care for her sickly daughter who wasn't actually sick at all. So that disease was called Munchausen disease by proxy. And I probably said that wrong then too. And the main important factor is that was in the past. I'm saying it right now. Okay. Okay. So getting into the story, you guys, today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss Valentina Tres Palacios, a beautiful young DJ who dated the wrong man. Let's get into it. So Valentina was born October 16, 2001 in Bogota, Colombia, to parents Laura Hidalgo and father Giovanni Tres Palacios. After finishing high school, Valentina began a career hosting parties and social events. She toured several Latin American countries. She recorded electronic music in which she was about to release an album. With her electronic music that she was working on, she garnered a large following on social media, enhancing her influencing skills. December 2021, Tres Palacios met a man, an American man named John Pulos, on the dating app Tinder. Just 11 months earlier, John was a married man living in Franklin, Wisconsin, working as a financial advisor. He fathered 3 children. Now, John said, F them kids, okay? And his wife, and his life in Wisconsin, and everything for that matter. So John gets a divorce, and I don't know if the divorce came before or after Valentina, because different sources says different things. I will link all the show notes, all the sources in the show notes. So John gets a divorce. He flies Valentina out on a vacation, and this will be their first time ever meeting each other, ever linking up, seeing each other face to face. But things go so well that John takes to the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, and he posted, quote, "Invited a Colombian woman on a vacation without meeting her first, and now we're getting married," end quote. Okay, so everything was a whirlwind romance for the two. Valentina's friends said that John was sending Valentina money every week. Valentina's career DJing was in full speed. She was providing for her family. John was by her side in the clubs while she worked. She worked hard. She loved hard. Everything was just going great. Things were all good until they weren't. You know, John, he showed major signs of jealousy. He displayed controlling behavior. He was 35. Valentina was 21 years of age. The couple had a brief breakup because of the jealousy and controlling issues. Valentina's friends stated that they believed that John was obsessed with Valentina. After pleading with Valentina's brother to mediate the couple to get back together, Valentina decided to give John another chance. But the obsession was very real. Valentina got even further, you know, upset about the situation, feeling like John was trying to control her when she found out that he had hired a private investigator to follow her. So Tres Palacios, she goes on a trip to Aruba, and the two fight because John, he didn't like the investigative report saying something along the lines of Valentina was cozy with another man. So moving forward, the couple moved into a short-term Airbnb rental because they were planning on building a life together, living together, and things like that. The date comes around is Friday, January 20th, 2023. Tres Palacios, she performs a DJ set at a nightclub in Bogota. Upon leaving the club, Valentina texts the rideshare driver that picked her and John up. She texts him, quote, "Help, I'm in danger," end quote. But in the midst of asking her was she all right and what the text was about, the rideshare driver, he was about to text her, you know, turn and talk to her like, is everything okay? What's going on? And in the midst of that, John gets into the vehicle, and then Valentina states that she sent the text by mistake. Speaking up at that moment probably could have saved her life, or it probably would have ended her life sooner. Okay, and probably the rideshare driver also, you know, because when people try to step in oftentimes and be like a hero for somebody, they often get hurt too. Not all the time, but sometimes, you know. So that night, John Pulos had sexual relations with Valentina Tres Palacios. He beat her and he strangled her to death. He placed her body inside of a blue suitcase. Surveillance camera shows him wheeling that suitcase out of the apartment that the two were in, and he placed it inside his trunk. The suitcase was later found inside of a dumpster by a panhandler looking for food. John tried to flee Colombia by way of Panama. He tried to reach Istanbul, Turkey, so he can connect to another flight, eventually landing him in Montenegro, who has no extradition arrangements with Colombia. So if he would have made it to Montenegro, they wasn't going to force him to go back to Colombia and face the crimes that he committed against Valentina Tres Palacios. Okay, and to add insult to injury, John Pulos, he kept firing. Well, ain't no kept, because it's currently what's going on now. He keeps firing his legal team to prolong the trial process. And the prosecutors are saying that they feel like it's a tactic with purpose that he's using to prolong the trial process. Overall, justice for Valentina Tres Palacios, her spirit and her family deserves peace and justice. And may she receive the peace that she deserves, you know. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveoobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please, guys, go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I will link it in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.